Production has ceased at Britain's last deep coal mine in North Yorkshire, closing a chapter in the country's industrial history. Kellingley Colliery, which at its peak employed around 2,000 people, has been unable to compete with cheap imports from countries including Russia and Colombia. 450 jobs will be lost as a result of the closure. Our industry correspondent John Moylan was there to see the last shift as the miners were brought to the surface.
Shortly before 1 o'clock, around 50 miners emerged from the lift shaft at Kellingley. In orange boiler suits with blackened faces, they hung up their headlamps for the last time. The men have worked shoulder to shoulder for decades, the final generation of centuries of deep coal miners in Britain.
Man and boy, 38 years. What's wrong?
I've been in the industry 38 years. My dad were in 44 years, my granddad before him, so... Yeah, very privileged to go down and mine coal for the last time.
I hope there's a job out there for me. That's what it's all about. We're brought up to provide and work hard for the families. And that's all I want to carry on doing.
But soon, in full production, the coal from Kellingley will flow like a black river for the rest of this century and beyond.
It was a Yorkshire super pit. At its height, 3,000 men worked here, amongst them Chris Kitchen, the General Secretary of the National Union of Mine Workers.
This country... It's not only a nation that's physically built on coal, but as wealth has stemmed from coal. It's what allowed us to have the steel industry. It built the ships, it built the railways, which, you know, put the great into Great Britain.
Chris walked out during the year-long miners' strike. Kellingley was a flashpoint. In the years that followed, pit closures accelerated, the industry was privatised. Despite being one of the most productive pits in Europe, in the end, even Kellingley couldn't compete with cheap imported coal that is transported past this site to be burned at power stations just a few miles away.